Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, the ripple effect from the separation of children and families at the border has reached New York for sure, and many are reacting to it. You have a story to that effect in your paper today.
Well, as you know, we're about 1,800 miles from McAllen, Texas. But as evident in your crowd at the Linda yesterday, immigration is going to continue to be a hot issue in upstate New York, probably for a while. Last Friday, four local ministers, a Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, and a Catholic deacon, convened a vigil on the front lawn of one of the churches here in Cooperstown, even though the idea of a vigil had surfaced just the day before, just the evening before. About 100 people were there, which, of course, is quite a lot for a village of 1,800 people. The pastors each read part of an open letter to President Trump and the people of the United States, drafted by a Unitarian minister in Wisconsin, the Reverend Amy Petrie Shaw. It declared in part there will never again be internment camps, concentration camps, or forced detention camps by any other name on American soil or under American control. Migrant children must be immediately returned to their parents or guardians. We posted a couple of pictures that evening on AllOtsego.com, and it took off. By the next morning, it had generated 6,000 clicks, which again is a lot in a county our size. And commentary was brisk on the AllOtsego Facebook page. In no time, there were about 250 comments and responses and a pretty vigorous back and forth. In our newspapers this week, we ran the text of Reverend Petrie's letter and a sampling of the commentary. Many talked about how in Otsego County, children are separated from their parents in a number of legal situations. The argument is, you know, why are people upset about a situation 2,000 miles away and oblivious to a similar situation here? I don't know if the equivalency argument holds any water. We're following up this week to see how many separations may occur around here and to better understand what may be happening on the local scene. Others pointed out that while the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy is new, the Border Patrol has been separating children from their families for years, going back to the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. Since the vigil organizers have allied with the organization called Families Belong Together, which is an alliance of social justice and immigrant rights groups, as well as the ACLU, the Women's March, and Move On. A march to protest the Trump administration's approach to immigration is planned in downtown Cooperstown this Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. Apparently, 42 such marches are planned statewide. And I was just checking, 648 are planned around the world, including the big one in Lafayette Park in front of the White House. In addition to the march, several speakers are planned. As you know, David, the president backed off from the policy of separating children from their families after the furor of the past 2 weeks, but that doesn't seem to have made any difference to protesters here and apparently around the nation and the world.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.